fresh taste.
Breakfast food with Leisha Jones on 95BFM.
Hi, Leisha.
Good morning.
Good morning. That's a very sort of a chastising good morning from you there.
We're talking about
walruses, and then we're going to talk about fish.
Yes.
It's probably because you nearly spoiled our planet, Felicia, over
here. I just feel like, and you know, I gave the walrus warning to Heidi, and she said, did you hear? She said, she really appreciated it. It was timely. It was important. If I hadn't given it to her, she might have been, you know, but you guys didn't want to hear it. I tried to tell you off air, and you just stalled, and you sent me down the garden path. And now, too bad, let's talk about fish.
Yeah, so last night I went to a really good dinner at Culprit. Have you guys been there? Heard of it?
No, I've heard of it.
Yeah, and it's on Wyndham Street, and they do a trolley service where they bring around little small bites at the beginning of the meal. And
oh, like a yum cha-y sort of thing?
Kind of like yum cha, but it's not Asian. It's just, you know, regular, just dishes.
Yeah.
And something that I really, and they're all delicious and all sort of, you know,
did you try all
seasonal
of them?
Yeah.
Nice,
yeah.
Can you try all of them?
There's eight, so, you know, there's
more. Yeah, had a go. You got all of them?
Yeah, yes, mostly.
Dum.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, cool.
But something they do really well there is they use, they get really creative with using all parts of the fish or the animal or whatever. So one of the things we were served was a smoked fish bone dip, kind of. It was, they called it a panna cotta, but it was essentially a dip. And waffle fries with like crayfish head mayo and things like that.
Crayfish head mayo.
Yeah.
Stop. That must be yummy.
It was really, really, really good.
I love crayfish.
So yeah, and they also
seen you like this about food before. Wow.
So, and they also use, you know, lesser known types of fish. So we had like a monkfish. One of the main dishes we ordered was a roasted fillet of monkfish. Yep.
Which so is you that, don't see that the whole fish?
No, it was a fillet. Fillet of monkfish, yeah.
Fillet of monk.
Yeah, so just got me thinking about like fish frames and stuff. And did you guys know that 33, on average, people only eat 33% of the fish? So
wow.
Like the fillet is only 33% of the fish. Yeah. And then generally people throw away the frames and the heads and all that kind of stuff.
Is fish one of the most... has the most wastage?
Well,
meat?
I don't know. That not, sounds pretty. Not. I don't know. That sounds pretty high to me. 33% only eating 33%. So also, if you go down to the fish market, they're basically giving away the fish heads and the frames. You can almost get them for free. Like, they're so cheap.
Wow.
What's the biggest fish head you can buy?
Probably
big enough to make a mask out of.
Maybe like a kingfish or something. Maybe.
Okay, you could do well. That'd be freaky with it. Happy Halloween. Wah!
So wait, what do you do with the frame or a head?
Make a mask out of it.
I wouldn't know what to do with that.
Yeah, so I mean, heading into winter, you know, you're going to be making lots of soups and curries and all those kinds of things. And so if you went to the fish market and got a fish frame, you could use it to make a stock again.
Would you barter for it? You barter for it, AJ.
You could.
Come on, you got to check that away. Come on, mate.
You could just ask them, what they're going to do with it, and they might give it to you for like a couple of bucks or something.
Really?
Or
if they're listening to this now, they might add another couple of bucks just because they know everyone's going to go.
Yeah, maybe everybody's going to be going down there and, you know, they're going to put the price up.
Hang on a minute.
Yeah. So you could chuck the frame into a pot with, you know, some vegetables and just simmer it away. And you do get a bit of a scum on the top of the water, which you just sort of...
It must be a better cooking word than scum.
Well, that is often what they call it, actually.
Yeah.
Scum.
Scoop the scum off the top.
But you don't use the scum, right?
No, you scoop the scum.
You just scum the scum.
Waste it is what you do with it.
Yeah. And so then you're going to end up with this, like, really flavourful, nutrient-dense stock once you've, and then you kind of, if you were going to use that to make a soup or a curry, you don't need to use as much fish in it, you know, because you've already got that fish flavour all through the curry.
Oh,
how do you keep it? How do you store it?
You can freeze it. You can freeze it once you've cooked it. And then fish heads as well. There's a really famous curry called fish head curry. It's a Malaysian dish.
I think I've had that.
Yeah, it's delicious. You'd have to Google the recipe. I can't tell you off the top of my head, but it uses a lot of tamarind and it's very spicy normally.
Okay,
Before we move past fish heads, can I just drop in this joke? Someone just sees us. Buy a fish head with the eyes in and it should see you through the week.
Oh, good on your text.
No, that was... Is that the same person who sent in the other joke? Anyway. With the fish head, do you have, like... if you buy the fish head at the fish market, do you have to do anything to it before you cook it? Surely.
You don't just chuck it. Surely, yeah, you probably, I'm not sure.
Wash it with some water maybe for...
Yeah, I think if you were going to use it maybe just in a stock, it might be all right, but if you were going to eat it, you might have to, there might be some prep, you'd have to remove the brains or something, I'm not sure.
The brains.
and you know, other cultures, those parts of the fish are a delicacy, you know, and we just tend to throw them away.
Which is such a waste.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes. Just coming at fish eating from a different angle. Just here's just a base level. I only know how to cook three things. Question. I remember, like, I bought some fish, which you'd rather buy from a fish shop, or actually you'd rather eat fresh. But I mean, I bought some fish from the supermarket, and I sort of took it out of its thing, just gave it a rinse, and then put it in the pan. You know, went to go cook it. And my friend was really and he lives up north, so I just assumed that. Like, he lives up in Kerikeri, and I just assumed that he would know more about fishing than me, you know? And he just sort of went, what are you washing it for?
It's a piece of island, you know? Well, it's not, actually.
What?
Well, I just thought you were closer to the water coast up there.
Well, it's a safe assumption.
Yeah.
Well, also, yeah, he lives a bit rurally, you know? So, and he just looked at me like, what are you doing? Why do you bother washing it for? It's got all the flavour and taste in there. And I thought, oh, you may... But, I just don't trust supermarkets, really.
Yeah, I mean, you could pat it with a handy towel and
pat it with a handy towel. Yeah, what are we trying to achieve there? The same
just
thing
in
as
case
washing
there's
it?
Any scales stuck on it. That's what I would do. But it's not going to remove any of the supermarket filth.
No, but just a rinse isn't going to. You're not going to lose anything by rinsing it, are you?
He might have a point. I mean, you wouldn't rinse a, you know. You wouldn't rinse a chicken or something, would you? But
no,
you a piece of chicken.
Yeah,
wouldn't you?
No.
Okay. Would you? Yeah, totally. So I totally don't trust chickens.
Okay.
So you just take it out of its little punnet, and you wouldn't just give it a quick rinse.
No, probably not.
Wow.
I might marinate it in something, but I probably wouldn't rinse it.
Before you chuck them, yeah, okay.
Anyway, someone takes.
I like to say I'm a very entry level cook.
Yeah. Well, I mean. I don't think you can rinse it. I don't see why that would be a problem. Like, if that's what helps you sleep at night, that's fine.
I guess, yeah.
Someone texted in saying...
Can we scale back the fish jokes, please?
Someone texted in that. Oh, that's hilarious. Someone said... A couple of people have texted in saying don't overboil the fish stock.
Okay.
It's easy to do.
Yeah.
Apparently they said... don't forget fish bones should only be cooked for 20 minutes.
Oh, 20 minutes.
After it's come to a boil. But remove the eyes, which to me seems
I guess
obvious.
Once it's come to a boil, you've got to wonder what are you trying, how much more are you trying to achieve?
Well, stock can be like a long time.
Yeah, often with like chicken stock, you can do it overnight. You do like an overnight bone broth kind of thing.
And
yeah,
this other person said, peel all the meat off the head and the frames and it makes a great dip with mayo, wasabi and soy.
Mm.
Oh, that sounds yum, yeah.
Like
yeah.
on crusty bread or something.
Yeah. So, that's the thing is that with the fish frame, there's so much actual meat left attached to the bones. So if you smoked it and then you could easily pick all the meat off and then you could turn that into a dip, you could whip it with cream cheese and...
How good is it? Is just a nice, straight from the side of the road smoked fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. How long?
Not like picked
fish,
up off the road. But yeah.
How long would smoked fish typically keep for? Because it's been smoked. Does that mean it keeps for longer?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I mean, I always push it out quite a lot. I'm the kind of person that keeps things for, you know. Quite a while in my fridge, so I would keep it for a couple.
For a long
of
time, when I was a young kid, I thought that I didn't know what the hell a smoked fish meant. How they smoked fish? Can you explain that, please?
Well, there's two different kinds of smoking.
Obviously, I know definitely now. That's why I'm asking you.
there's hot smoking and cold smoking, and generally, when you think of smoked fish, you're kind of thinking of hot smoked fish, like if you're thinking of a smoked kahawai or something.
Yep.
And so it's the steam from the smoke is what the heat from the smoke is what cooks the fish.
Right.
So yeah, you can do it at home on your stovetop. You just get a big tray and you put wood chips in the bottom and then put a wire tray down and put the fish on there and cover it with tin foil and then the heat from the element just.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
Ah,
yeah,
cool.
Or you can do that on your barbecue as well. Just
mind
in a tray.
Mind your smoke alarms and open some windows in case.
Definitely
buy the
open
wood
your
chips
windows.
From the supermarket.
Sometimes they sell them at the supermarket, but also at hardware stores they sell them. Yeah, and all different kinds.
And
you
don't. If you're putting it over. You're putting it in the oven, you don't have to do anything to the wood chips beforehand.
You're not putting it in the oven, you put it on your stovetop.
Yeah.
And you do soak them to stop them from catching fire so that the heat just creates the smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But yeah, probably safer to do it outside on your barbecue if you're going to do that method. But yeah, you've got to cover it really tightly with foil so that all the smoke remains trapped inside the tray and cooks the fish.
Someone texted
like
in
a fish glory box,
which seems good to mention. Someone texted in about the Kai Eka project.
So the Kai Eka project is initiative where they have gone to harbour, one harbour only, I think, and they collect fish frames and head as they come in off the boats. So people are there going to throw them away.
Where is that, sorry?
It's called the Kai Eka Project, and I think they're only at one marina in South Auckland, and they stop people on their boats and collect the fish heads and frames, and they redistribute them to the community, to people who, you know, value them and will use them for food.
And that's, you can go to www.freefishheads.co.nz for that.
Yeah.
Right, so that's pretty cool.
They've saved 32,000 kilos of fish frames from going in the bin.
32,000 kilos?
Yeah, wow. they've been going since September 2016, and they've stopped 32,000 kilos of fish heads and frames.
Wow, that's cool.
From going in the bin.
Do you know which marina it was?
I'm not sure of the marina, but yeah, if you
West
go to...
West Haven maybe, around there? Which would be the most fishy of the marinas?
Not sure. Yeah. But yeah, they have a website, so Kai Eka Project, you can...
It's www.freefishheads.co.nz, I think.
There's another, someone sent in another good website to go to. Was it there? Check out Legacy, LEGASEA, legacy.co.nz for great fish utilisation recipes and practices.
Yeah, so I believe that they've partnered up with Kai Eka Project, actually, those guys.
I see a fish song coming up just to really add to the mix. Yeah.
Fish heads, rolly polly, fish heads, rolly polly, fish heads. Fish heads, eat them up, yum. Fish heads.
Thanks, Sarah. Terrific.
Sarah put this one in.
At the behest of a listener. So there you go. That's a quick turnaround there. What's the difference between a fish and a piano? You can't tune a fish. Let's see what you've done now, hey? I don't have to listen to that anymore. That's terrible. I sounded like that, maybe. You could be singing this, Tess. Leisha, terrific work today. You've opened a right can of fish. And good job, too, because we love fish in New Zealand, don't we? And we overfish badly.
Yes.
And so what we need to do is start to being a little more sustainable, ladies and gentlemen.
And try some different varieties of fish as well. You know, try and get away from the snapper and the stuff like that.
All very cool now, hey? You had your smoked bone panna cotta or whatever it was. Where was that? Culprit.
Culprit.
And when was that?
Wyndham Street.
Lovely. Yeah. Good recommendation. Thank you very much, Alicia. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
We'll speak to you again next week.
The B stands for breakfast. Breakfast food on 95 BFM.